In addition to the homes and schools that sustained damage during this past tornado season, several area businesses, both large and small, took a hit. The craft beer community was not immune, but like everyone else, is recovering. Mustang Brewing Company, established in 2009, just opened its new tasting room and goes back into full-scale production in 2014. A newer brand, Black Mesa Brewing Company, is also rising from the wreckage to continue quenching the thirst of craft beer enthusiasts in Oklahoma. I spoke with Brad Stump of Black Mesa about its beginnings, its comeback, and what's next.
We've been around a little over a year now, and we take our inspiration from Black Mesa, the highest point in the state, out in the western tip of the Panhandle. We signed a contract with the cooperative in May of that year, started brewing in July of 2012 until the end of May of 2013 when it was struck by the tornado. Thankfully, the damage occurred right about 5 o'clock on a Friday evening. You know, nobody was in the brewery. Everything that was lost was hunks of metal brewing equipment, everything that can be replaced. So we were certainly fortunate in that way. But it was a almost complete loss. There was only one fermenter that was salvageable from the brewery. And the video surveillance tape in the brewery shows kind of debris swirling. And we're not actually sure if it was a direct strike from a tornado or if it was all the torrential, almost hurricane-like rains that came with that tornado. And it actually collapsed the roof, and the roof fell in on all the brewing equipment. And that's actually what created the damage, was the weight of the roof on all that equipment.
Brad says the storm left Black Mesa homeless. Fortunately, another brewery was happy to lend a helping hand, even if it's a bit of a schlep to get there.
It's been a really slow process dealing with insurance companies, things like that. So we certainly hope the cooperative's going to come back. We're trying to plan for contingencies in the event that it doesn't. And in the meantime, until we're brewing again in Oklahoma, we are brewing at the O'Fallon Brewery in O'Fallon, Missouri. It's a suburb of St. Louis, so it's about 500 miles from Oklahoma City. With us being a startup brewery, the easiest way to get into brewing is to start in draft and keg everything. And so because of that, you know, and it's a lot of work going out there partnering and working with restaurants and bars and things like that. And you know, competition for those tap handles, it's pretty fierce because each bar or restaurant only has a certain number of taps that they have available. And we're just, you know, we started brewing again up at O'Fallon in September. Our beer was available in the marketplace again in about mid-October, and so we're just now starting to get our feet underneath us and you know, starting to reappear in a lot of those bars and restaurants that we were in before the tornado.
Up to this point, Black Mesa has formed several local business relationships and a small social media presence to get its name out. They continue to follow that public relations model, and now Brad says his still-young company looks forward to the future. Future partnerships, future expansion, and future beer.
First of all, we're just happy to be brewing again. And next beer release for us is going to be a double ESB. At the time the tornado hit, we had two beers that we had released, a blonde and an ESB. Our ESB was our most popular seller. And so we thought we'd have fun with it. And when we come back, we want to release a double ESB that's just basically the exact same recipe. We've just doubled the grain bill, which also means, you know, there's more sugars for the yeast to eat on, and therefore, you know, more alcohol produced. So it's all the same flavors, but where our regular ESB goes about 6% ABV, our double ESB is going to go about 9.6%. We wanted to make a statement that we were going to, you know, come back from the tornado twice as strong. So that was kind of our way to do it. And so that double ESB will be out in liquor stores in the middle of December.
And from what I understand, this will be the first beer that you guys have bottled instead of just having on draft, right?
It is. That's true. We're really excited about it. We're going to put it in 750 milliliter bottles. We're excited because we've, you know, got to make our first label to go along with this beer. We're also really excited about the OKC artist, Jason Pauly, that does all our artwork. He designed our logo, but we feel like with the release of the double ESB, this is really going to be our first chance to, you know, use our beer as a venue to get his art out there. And it's certainly out there already in its own right, but we're really happy with the work he's done for us and excited to see his art on a label for us.
Regardless of what the weather has thrown at brewers this year, Brad says, along with Black Mesa Brewing Company, the enthusiasm for and production of craft beer in Oklahoma are still very much alive. For KOSU News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll.